Hi, it's Curtis, Melissa and Connor, and welcome to the What's Happening podcast.
Why not catch up with what's happening over a barista bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra.
Barista bar, coffee as it should be.
So welcome along to season 3, episode 15 of the What's Happening podcast. Guys, how are you doing?
All good.
Good.
What a week we have just had in Northern Ireland.
Cracking, isn't it?
So, so good. Like, we had the hottest day of the year. Oh, so, so nice. The weather was class. It's iced coffee time.
I've got Melissa.
Finally the shake coffees. It. Let me hear the ice. That's my favourite sign. It's one of my favourite signs.
I was going to say, as soon as I see the sun, I'm like, Melissa must be in a good mood today.
Do you know what one of Melissa's favourite signs is? And I hear it every weekend now at bang on 8 o'clock.
What? That is my favourite sign of all time.
So Melissa does this thing where, so we're doing that weekend breakfast show, and she does this thing where she'll have a coffee at 6 o'clock, but she waits until 8 o'clock to have her can of Monster, her energy drink, right? And honestly, see,
of it opening?
8 o'clock every morning, it's like...
It's ASMR.
She literally made me listen to it the other day. She was like,
with his headphones on.
Mute the studio, put your headphones on, and she like held it up to the microphone and like,
it was so sexy.
We could definitely clip that out and use it for something, couldn't we? So like anytime we talk about Bunsen, we could just have Melissa going, it was so sexy.
Or like Melissa's version of Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back.
Oh.
Do the sexy thing over the top of it.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. Anyway, welcome along. Speaking of the weather and the weather being great, we've got the perfect episode for the weather being amazing because today we're talking throwbacks.
Yeah.
Woo! Throwback songs from our childhood, because we've done like movies from the childhood and like TV shows and like things as well, but we've never actually done music.
Yeah, I don't think we have. We've done quizzes on music. We haven't like done specific episodes on music.
No.
From three radio presenters.
Yeah. Three radio presenters on a music radio station.
Yeah.
And we've never really once talked about music.
It's quite pathetic, isn't it?
Quite shameful.
It's, I mean, in theory, if you're going by this podcast, we should really be on the Food Channel on TV, but there we go. Anyway, we're going to talk about throwbacks. We're going to delve back into the vaults of all our old music and pull out some of the biggest bangers. Connor has got a quiz to do this week. I think he's got it ready because he sent a message into the group chat this morning saying, oh God, I've got to do a quiz. Or no, was that last night? I think it was last night.
But I put a little bit of effort into it. It's very simple though, but yeah.
Like that.
Simple but like effective, that. Connor.
Exactly, that's what I like.
You've also got the listener of the week.
We do. We've got two listeners of the week this week. Laura said, hey guys, Connor, don't worry, my mum got her vaccine through a car window at the GP as well, which kind of puts me at ease.
That does put me at ease for you.
And Ivana said, loved last week's episode, guys. So many good ideas. I thought of another, not really a staycation, but have... you ever thought about going to Let's Go Hydro, the big outdoor aqua park in Carriduff? It's class.
Oh my
Always
gosh.
A summer necessity for me and my friends.
Yes, we have thought about that. We've also thought about going to another one near my part of the world.
Yes.
In Kilrae, because I've been to it.
Will we do that this summer?
Yeah, we definitely will.
Yeah.
So if any of those places are listening, we would like to come up.
Yeah, I've been. To both.
And which, I was going to put you on the
spot. No, don't ask that question. Don't do that.
They're both amazing.
They're both so great.
It's hard to choose between the two of them.
Really hard.
Right, what has been happening this week? Melissa, we'll start with you.
I got my nails done again. Ooh. After, honestly, that time last week, I thought I was going to lose my finger. I feel like we've recovered well.
Yeah.
And actually, my nail girl was like, Melissa, you've kept that wound so clean. That's such a good job. And I was like, I'm a doctor now.
Weird compliment. You've kept that wound so clean. Like,
I know, but obviously if it was in any way at risk of still being infected, she couldn't have done anything with it. We would have just had to leave it, but you wouldn't even know. Look at these.
Well, do you know what you could do, right? So do you know whenever something gets infected, it goes kind of green? Just do the rest of your nails green.
I mean, that's
then it would match.
Vile. Absolutely minging.
Excuse me for trying to give you ideas.
We were talking about like Melissa's nail and stuff before we started recording, and your exact words were, I hate every single thing about this conversation, and you just said that.
Wasn't my exact words, because there's a few swear words in there. You just kept going on. Melissa's, it's certain words. I think it's words that, like you were saying, it kept pussing. Yeah,
it did. See? It did. It was vile. I actually, at one point, remember I thought I was going to lose my finger because Kirsty from downtown said, you need to watch, you might get sepsis. And then I thought I was going to die as well as lose my finger.
Yeah.
So it was very dramatic for about an hour. And then I rang my brother and sent him videos of it. And he was like, you just need to clean that up, keep it clean, and you'll be mm-hmm. absolutely fine. And you know what? He was right. I'll have to tell Kirsty she was wrong, and I'm still here to tell the tale. But no, I've had the nicest weekend. Bank holiday weekend. Weather was incredible. You all know my mood has been sky high. It was Scott's little niece's second birthday.
Yeah.
So she had a little birthday party. We went out for dinner. 3-course meal.
Where'd you just go?
We went to the Bowery or the Bowery. I don't know how to say it, on the Lisburn Road. I think it used to be the Albany.
Yeah.
And it's like attached to that other place, the Crafty Vinter.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere is great. I think the Crafty Vinter is more like nibbles and cheese boards and coffee and stuff and cocktails outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bowery is where you go for like food. That's my understanding of it anyway. So we had a wee 3-course meal. Oh, and cocktails. It was just so nice. So nice to be back. And it genuinely felt like we were on our holidays.
Yeah.
I was saying, I can't believe this. All these weeks of literally being so excited to sit inside and have dinner. And Scott said to me, you really just can't please you, can you? Because we got inside and I said, oh, I wish we were sitting outside. Because it was like, we were not expecting that incredible weather. And I was so jealous of everybody sitting outside, even though I'd booked the inside table for the very reason that, you know, inside dining was back. I went out for a coffee last week with my friend at our favourite coffee shop. I just had a really great week. What else did I do? I definitely did something else.
Check the Instagram.
Here comes Instagram,
yeah.
Oh, I can use my brain. So Curtis and I covered the breakfast show on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I have to work a Monday night for Cool Goes Quiet, but instead we did the Monday morning, which meant I had the rest of Bank Holiday Monday off, which was so nice. It just completely extended my weekend. And for the first time in ages, Scott and I had like a wee drink on the balcony, and then we watched a movie, and it just felt like the weekend. So Tuesday came around, and I literally said all day that it was Monday. I just couldn't get my head around it. So now it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's vaccination day.
Yes.
Wow, that looked rehearsed. That sounded rehearsed.
No, we're just so excited for you to go and get your vaccination.
Yeah, I'm getting my vaccine today. I'm very, very nervous that I'm going to feel like utter crap. Can I say crap?
Yeah, you can say crap.
I think you'll be fine, though.
Connor, you nearly died.
Yeah, well, Liv actually said to me the other day, she said that
every person I've met who got AstraZeneca has felt the way you felt. And every person who got Pfizer has felt fine that night.
Felt the way I felt.
But I think that I'm getting AstraZeneca.
Yeah, you don't want to feel
awful.
How I felt.
Yeah, hot sweats, cold sweats.
Yeah, it wasn't nice.
Do you know what? I haven't booked a night off work, but I'm just going to keep David on standby and maybe just see how it goes. I don't want to feel that way, but I also don't want to be sitting in the studio like in a hot spot. So we'll see how it goes.
I think you'll be fine tonight. It's maybe if you're gonna not feel well, it'll be more tomorrow.
Okay.
So yeah.
It's a 24-hour thing though, isn't it? Like it's kind of
Do you know what? It's better than catching COVID.
Well,
so,
this is the thing, yeah.
So yeah, it's okay. What else did I do? That's about it. It was great though. I've had a great time.
Good.
What about you, mate?
So I started back to the gym, like I said.
Yeah.
And I went 2 Wednesdays ago and didn't go for like 10 days. And up until like today, I've been walking around like a T-Rex the last 4 or 5 days because my arms have been so sore.
Yeah.
Like I felt so stupid walking about because I couldn't like put my arms down to my side. They were always like sitting up a little bit. I looked so stupid. So on Saturday we went for lunch to Binky's in Dundonald.
Oh, nice. They have
love
the best Binky's desserts.
Yeah. So got a caramel square tray bake for dessert. And yeah, that was Saturday. What's the Champions League final?
Yes. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah.
Chelsea won the Champions League final.
Class.
That's all I need to say. Like, I was so happy. Here's the thing. Well, I'll explain it in a bit, right? But I didn't actually watch it live. So I didn't, because I was so convinced Chelsea were going to get beat. I didn't watch it live, so I came home and watched it like later on in the evening.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I can't believe I didn't watch that. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, I saw the whole game, which is good. But
it was
that
class. So watched that on Saturday night. Caught the second half once I got back home from the radio. And then on Sunday, yous are going to make fun of me.
Go on.
I did my accounts.
Connor, honestly.
And that's...
What on earth?
That's why I was...
Can I just point out Sunday was the hottest day of the year? Did you at least do them outside?
No, I had the window open.
Oh, wow.
Connor does his accounts more than I change my bed sheets. Like
literally.
Do once a year?
No, you don't. You do your... You're literally doing your accounts all the time.
No, I do... So
Connor,
I
do my accounts once a year.
Yeah, but you do it the day before the deadline?
Yes, that's once a year. You are doing your accounts in every other episode.
No, I'm not.
You are.
You regularly make your accountant break out in a hot sweat.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually need to message him.
He doesn't find it funny.
I need to message him this week because I have to go and open up a business account, and I'm supposed to do that like 2 months ago, and I still haven't done it. But wow. I just don't really know what I'm doing. We say this all the time, but I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So I need to go meet with him. And obviously, because I now live in Belfast, he's like further away from me because he's like around my home place. Uh-huh. And if you're listening, Adrian, I do apologise. I am coming soon.
So, yeah, I did that. That's why I was a couple of minutes late today, because I was leaving the accounts in to the accountant.
Thrilling stuff.
So Monday was a little bit more exciting. Bank holiday Monday, of course.
Whoop. Sorry, is that really loud?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Might just be me then.
Woke up in the morning and I was like, start the day right, go to the gym, bank holiday Monday, make a good start to it.
Was it closed?
No, it was open. Okay. Came back and made a sausage sandwich because life's all about balance.
Yum. I'm going to make a turkey sausage salad when I get home today.
Turkey sausages are good.
And then we went for a big walk. Went to Bangor.
Oh.
Now, nothing against Bangor. It was lovely. But
do they still have the swans and the ducks and things?
Yes. Yeah, it was packed.
I was going to say, like, why would you go on a bank holiday?
Busy. Well, like, it was nice just to go around like the marina, the pier and stuff for a wee dander. We got a Nogalado.
Nogalado's so good. So good.
I need to get one of those. Scott's never had one of those.
Oh, really?
I need to take him as a surprise.
The thing with Bangor, right, is, and I know what you're probably going to say, Bangor compared to like Newcastle and Portrush and stuff isn't that good. And I feel like I can say that because I'm from Bangor.
Yeah.
I agree. There, it's like, definitely not as good.
It's like third on the list, at least.
But still a fun wee day out.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely.
The walk is nice. Yeah. Like the marina's nice and all.
But it was just like, I remember going to Bangor when I was younger and it was so good. It was buzzing. And it was buzzing because it was a bank holiday.
Yeah.
But I was just like, it's not as good as it was.
It's not as good as it was. I'm not allowed to.
Because you're literally 40 now. Sorry.
Ashley won't let me. So we used to walk Alfie down around Bangor Marina all the time. She won't let me go down anymore. Because,
why?
Because anytime we go there, I think about buying a boat.
Oh, yes.
Because boats aren't as expensive as you would think they are.
Yeah.
And if you saved for maybe like a year or two, you could buy a wee boat.
Yeah.
And every time I'm there, I'm like, Ashley, I'm buying a boat here. And she's like, because it's her idea of a nightmare, like just being on the water all the time.
Yeah.
But I'll do it. I will buy a boat. And you're more than welcome. I don't think I'll ever sail it. I'll just drink beer on it. But that's what it's all about.
I'm game for that, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we did that. And then we were walking up the high street, because that's where we had parked, lucky enough to get a space there. And as we were leaving, we walked past TK Maxx. And Liv was like,
oh, you went in?
Do you want to go into TK Maxx?
And my favourite place.
Okay. And I know I've said before in previous episodes, like TK Maxx, I was never really a big fan.
You're on board now, aren't you?
It's decent, like,
it's so good.
Was it the Bangor one you went? It was the Bangor one you went to.
You were telling me about the Bangor one.
Yeah, so I was sending Melissa through the week there. So me and Ashley went on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go to the Bangor one.
Like, it's as if it had been restocked, because me and Ashley went with the sole purpose of buying storage boxes for the house.
Yeah.
And left with no storage boxes, but still spent like 150 quid.
Mate, I went in and like, I didn't need anything.
Neither did I.
And I think we ended up spending like 190 quid or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going out to Bangor today then.
You should.
Yeah.
I said to Curtis, I said, I've been so disappointed in my favourite shop recently.
TK Maxx?
Yeah.
I think they've been restocked.
Well,
I really, really
I
do.
I actually do think they've been restocked recently, because the first week they reopened, I went to three different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And all three were useless. They really were. They weren't good. But I know that lots of people like queued up for like their opening time at like 6 a.m. or ridiculous o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
And probably bought them out. So I think it took maybe a couple of weeks to replenish them all.
Yeah.
And now they're getting better, because I go in at least twice a week. Like, I love it. And I go to different ones.
For ages, there was always, whenever you go to the clothes, like I always look through the clothes and usually there's like all random brands that you never really look at, and then this time there was like all Under Armour and Nike and Puma and
wow.
like yeah. So I like it. Go.
Yeah, I got some Nike stuff for the gym.
You got Nike and TK Maxx.
Yeah, Nike and Adidas. Yeah.
They've always got Adidas and Puma, but I've never seen Nike.
Yeah,
I Nike got some and Under Armour as well, because I bought a couple of Under Armour things.
Yeah. So did that, and as we were leaving TK Maxx, just in time, like all the kids were kind of walking down the high street, so we just got
home
out of anger in time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then on the way home, we went to stop off at Sea Park, and I was like, nah, not happening. Because driving down past the carriageway, the whole right lane, there must have been like 60 cars just waiting to turn right to go into Sea Park.
I've never
like,
been to Sea Park. I don't really know what it is.
Have you not?
It's Hollywood. It's like down, it's just off the carriageway. You go under this wee bridge and then it's just like a beach.
Beach.
Right.
And the car park at it's not massive, to
it's
be fair.
It's a pebble beach though, isn't it?
I don't know. It's a beach.
Yeah.
There's water.
There's sand as well.
Is there sand? Yeah. I thought it was stones, you see.
No. There's a little bit of stones. And then, so like where the pathway is, there's a little bit of stones and pebbles, and then it's just sand.
It must go down.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And you get waves from the Stenoline as well.
Hmm.
Because it goes past and then the waves come in and you can like...
It's a lovely walk, and then you walk around, you see all these big expensive houses and you're like, oh my God, what if I owned that? Like, what would I do?
There's some nice houses around that. Nice houses there.
They're lovely. And then on the way home, we stopped off at Crichton's.
Yes.
You're not going to believe this. Hmm. Scott's job is right next door to the big Crichton's.
Really?
Is it really?
He goes there every day. If I'm like, oh, we need this for dinner, or I forgot to get this.
I am sorry to tell you, you know the way you're like saving for a house at the minute? Not going to happen as long as he works beside Crichton's. Like, not happening.
But to be honest, like, I mean, you're going to be upset with him. But I said to him, isn't that the best shop ever? Like, isn't it incredible?
See if he disagrees. I don't want to know, because my respect for Scott will go down.
He didn't disagree. He just wasn't enthusiastic with his agreement. He was like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good. But for me, that wasn't enough. I wanted him to be like, it's unreal. Yeah. You're so right. It's got everything.
Yeah. It's a day out.
Yes.
Like, Crichton's is a day out. Like,
but not for him.
To be fair, Scott's from...
Dublin.
Down in Dublin, they have Eurospars, and their Eurospars are insane as well. So like every spar to him is probably like a Crichton's.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually.
And then the only other thing was last night, I don't know if you've seen it, I still haven't watched the Friends reunion.
Nor have I.
Okay, right, well, I'll just talk to myself about that then.
Yeah, I want to watch it, and I will watch it. I'll watch it this week. But we watched the Alex Ferguson documentary last night.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Is it good?
I've actually heard it's really good.
It's really, really good. And, like, I'm obviously a Man United supporter. I love the guy. Like, legend. Yeah. And I was watching it, and I'd said to Liv, I find it so fascinating because, like, he managed for, like, 25 years or whatever, and he still speaks about his first matches as though they were yesterday. Like, he knows everything about it. And I would love to, like, have dinner with him. Like, I would pay, like, a lot of money to just have dinner and pick his brain about a load of stuff.
So that question you get all the time, if you could have three famous dinner guests, who would they be? And one of them would be Alex Ferguson.
And that's what I was going to ask you, So one of them would be Alex Ferguson. I don't know who the other two would be. Maybe Tiger Woods?
Oh, yeah, Tiger Woods.
Yeah. And then the other one would be a music one, but I don't know who.
One of mine would be, because what got me into like DJing and stuff was Tiesto, and I would say that, but for Connor, he probably doesn't need that because Tiesto is a close personal friend of his, so like probably just have dinner with him.
Yeah, I heard that you did a link about this before on the radio.
We did talk about that on the radio, didn't we?
Sorry, I zoned out.
I think we played the Tiesto song and said, there's Connor's mate.
Hell yeah.
Because he literally is mates with Tiesto, like what do you say about that, you know?
Well, yeah.
So if you could have Tiesto at dinner, you'd probably do it. You'd probably just be like, text him and be like, yo.
Let's go for Nando's.
Cheeky Nando's Tiesto.
I haven't had dinner. I've had drinks and stuff with him, but I haven't had
drinks with Tiesto.
Dinner with him.
And we told him that all the kids love his song. Curtis and I talk about it all the time. Like
toddlers
love the business.
Yeah. The business. Toddlers love
it. Let's get down.
I bet you he doesn't care, because like, I don't know if you've got any like kids in your life, like sort of like younger siblings. Mm-hmm.
I've heard they're playing it in the nurseries.
Probably. Like,
just kidding.
Having a rave up in the nurseries.
So Ashley's wee nephew, right? He's like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And he was big into Wellerman, right? And it was just play Wellerman, play it again. Oh. Like, a million of the streams probably came from him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like Baby Shark sort of thing all over again.
So Tiesto essentially took Baby Shark and called it the business.
So he's playing like gigs in Vegas and stuff like that, yeah. But the money's coming from the kids, like.
Yeah. Playing, you remind
playing
him.
Playing the business in the nursery schools.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my week, guys. What about you, Matt?
So I went out for dinner on Saturday night, which was amazing. It was so, so good. We went to Pizza Express.
Are you going to tell them what actually happened that was so rude?
Wasn't rude. It wasn't. I mean, okay. I didn't want to.
I'm only joking. Take that line out. It wasn't actually rude. It wasn't rude.
So what happened was the meal and everything was lovely. We had a booking for 7 o'clock, and we turned up, and there was a queue outside. So I went up to the front, and I was like, "Yeah, we've got a booking for 7." They're like, "Yeah, so does everybody else. You'll need to join the queue." And I was kind of like. No, but like we had a booking, you know.
What's the point?
Yeah, like, and she's like, yeah, everybody else in the queue has booked, so you'll need to get into the. So we did, right, and we waited in the queue for an hour,
I
would have went to another restaurant.
I was raging. Well, see, we were everywhere in Belfast on Saturday night, had a queue.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Everywhere had a queue, so we just thought we can waste our time coming up here. And then going home and getting a pizza or something like that. Or we can wait it out, go in and get a nice meal. So we waited it out. It was an hour. Like,
what's
we were
the
in
point
of
booking a table then?
Well, that's it. I'm sure it was worth it because delicious. Yeah. Absolutely. Rate it highly. But, you know, the point of booking, like, it's on them to ensure that tables are cleared. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody should have a certain time if they're still doing that. When I arrived for my booking, I was seated immediately. And that's how it should be because you've booked 3 weeks in advance.
Yeah, I do want to point out that I'm actually not upset because the weather and everything was good. So, yes, we were standing outside waiting, but at least we were outside. It was warm and, you know, the atmosphere was good and stuff like that. So we didn't mind. The food was amazing. The only other downside was they'd run out of tiramisu, which is my favourite dessert. And that's literally the reason I went.
Man.
So whenever the girl came down, I'd say to Ash, we'll get a couple of dessert menus here. And I was like, I bet you they don't have tiramisu, joking. And then the girl comes down, the only thing we don't have is tiramisu. And I was like, threw my bloody pen and all across the room.
Did they say why? Like, what was the point in booking?
No, they didn't say what the point of booking was. The girl told us, and it's fair enough, like she said, so they don't like update the website or anything like that. They're just like servers and managers and stuff. It's all done at like a head office. But what they hadn't done was say that there was a time limit on the tables.
Right.
Do you know what they could do?
Just tell the people,
the way in, you get an hour and a half with your table.
Yeah. But the problem is people were hanging around having drinks and all because people were going, well, what's the point in going to a bar because you'll queue to get in. We're here. Just let's get drinks.
People at the door, you get an hour and a half with your table and then say, but your table's time's up.
Yeah, well.
Because what's the point? So then shut down the booking service online as well.
Yeah.
Well, it annoys me. I sound like such a Karen right now.
No, you're
now,
just right.
It would have annoyed me had the weather been rubbish.
Yeah, imagine standing in the rain.
We would have just went home then. But the alternative was go home and get like a greasy pizza from a takeaway or something, you know?
Mm.
Whereas Pizza Express, in my opinion, is the best pizza.
So I don't know if you thought about this, but after hearing what you just said, this is my kind of line of thinking. If you had have gotten in when you had booked the time for your table, so you were waiting an hour.
Yeah.
People were obviously in the restaurant eating. Those people could have took your tiramisu.
Oh, I know. And I hated every one of them for it.
I would have been fuming.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, like, there was people...
Oh my goodness, Connor, you've really stuck the knife. Yeah.
So here's the downside, right? And I didn't want to get into complaining about them and all, but...
Oh no!
Because...
They're on the list!
listen, because... You've all read the like the memes that are not memes, but like the things that are going around on Facebook saying like, you know, give them the benefit of a doubt.
Which is
fair enough, and I'm 100%. Trying to do that. There was no communication, right?
Yeah.
There was people in front of us in the queue who had booked after us.
Mm-hmm.
There's people in the queue who hadn't booked at all who still get in
before
us. That's
what I was thinking.
Yeah. What they should have done was...
A booking queue and a non-booking queue.
Not even that. Just walk up and down the queue and go, right, sorry, your name is, what time did you book for? We'll get you in first. There was none of that. It was just a queue. And I don't know whether they were short-staffed
where
and they
I
couldn't
went,
do that.
They had
or...
a, it, it's a queue this way if you've booked and queue this way if you're just waiting.
But listen, it was the first one out. We had a nice meal and it was all grand. So if it happens next time, I'll be like, nah.
So
not having it.
What did you get then for dessert?
Chocolate fudge cake, which was...
I had sticky toffee pudding.
I assumed it was hot chocolate fudge cake, but it wasn't. It was cold.
Oh,
it's like, what is the point? Who serves someone a cold chocolate fudge cake?
Well, I know where I'll not be going.
See, I definitely will be going.
My intention was not to do that. Like, I still enjoy myself. I had a nice night, you know, and giving like the people that work there the benefit of doubt.
Of course.
Don't really care, but I had a good night. What else did I do this week? Oh, I went back to training last night. I forgot I played for a softball team. So I did.
Yes. Have you missed it?
Forgot all about it. They literally messaged me last night. They were like, mate, are you ever coming back?
What is softball?
So softball is kind of like baseball.
It's right. Like, I thought you were going to say that because I watched Moneyball at the weekend, which is a show that came out in 2011. Mm-hmm. And it's very good.
Yeah.
And both Scott and I just said, if we understood baseball, that's the only way this movie could be even better. Because if you understood it, you'd really, really understand it.
You ever played Rounders?
I love Rounders.
That's baseball.
That's what we said. It's very like,
I mean, the baseball guys that I know play for the softball team, some of them actually listen to this. I know they'll be absolutely devastated at what I've just said, but it is basically Rounders.
Yeah. Rounders was the only sport I was good at in school.
Rounders is so, like, I used to love it on a summer's day whenever the teachers were like, we're not going to do any lessons today, out the back
Let's
and play
Rounders.
Yeah. And then whenever they didn't, sometimes like all the classes had the same idea. Mm-hmm. So the Rounders bats would be gone and you get a tennis bat and a tennis ball.
Oh,
and
my
you could
goodness.
Hit that thing
Game
for
changer,
miles.
Yeah.
Like, like
getting
Rounders
a home
with,
run. That was
It was nothing but home runs. It was just bang, bang, out of here.
But the feeling when you got a home run and your team cheered you on, nothing like it. So, I never had it again. I was never good at sport, ever. So.
Basically, softball is just, it's like baseball. It's on a smaller pitch. And the softball league in Ireland is both males and females.
Cool.
So it is. So you have to have a certain amount of guys in the team and a certain amount of girls, and it's over.
Can I join?
You absolutely could. Yeah, it's over 18s as well. So like, there's not that I'm against kids or anything, but like, there's no kids there to annoy you. It's like all adults, and it's good crack. And like, there's beers and everything involved. Like, there's people drinking beers on the sideline, and then go and just hit a home run, run around, beer. Class, like it is literally a beer game.
I like it.
So it is. But yeah, I forgot I played for them, and then they messaged me last night. Are you ever coming back? I went back.
Do you have any competitions coming up?
I mean, they're playing in a league. I don't know if the league started or not. It's all a bit up in the air. The league should have started by now.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun. See, my original plan was to play baseball, but there's only two teams in Belfast, so a lot of the games are in Ireland, which meant I couldn't really commit to it because you're traveling like every weekend. And they were like, sure, join the softball team, and it turned out to be the best decision. If you ever want to have a go at it, let me know and I'll bring you along.
Let's do it out the back of Cool
FM. Have a beer.
FM.
Yeah, let's do that. It's a big hill. That's not going to work.
We can do it for the Cool FM Sports Day.
I'm still floating this idea. Cool FM Sports Day. I think it needs to happen. This would have been the perfect week for it.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, I did that last night. My hamstrings are killing me. The only other thing that happened to me this week of note was that I was completely ignored in the city centre by Melissa Riddell.
Yes, I didn't know if we were getting to this or not.
Yeah. We can't not put this in.
I am so embarrassed, but... you caught me off guard, okay?
So Bank Holiday Monday, I went into town. So we'd covered the breakfast show on Bank Holiday Monday morning.
Yeah.
And then
do you know what? I just had enough of you, Curtis.
That's probably... I wouldn't have been surprised. So I went to meet my mate in the city centre. Uh-huh. And we sat outside Starbucks for a coffee. You know the one at Corn Market?
Yeah.
Sat outside. First I arrived and had to wait in the queue for half an hour because... It's not even that it was that busy. It's that everybody was ordering those like iced drinks.
Yeah.
And not just like, so I've got a cold brew here. Mm-hmm. I waited half an hour for them to pour that out of a jug into a cup.
Yeah.
That's what cold brew is.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
It's just
like,
in a jug.
Is it just cold tea?
Cold coffee.
Cold coffee, okay. But they like brew it overnight.
Brews overnight, makes it stronger. And
if
then
you get an iced latte, they make it hot and then ice it down. That's the difference.
So basically that there, what they do is they keep that in a jug in the fridge.
Yeah.
Whenever you want one, they put ice in a cup and pour it in from the jug. I waited half an hour for someone to do that for me. Where it's because everybody was getting like those frappuccinos where it's milk and ice and it has to be blended and stuff. And then went and sat outside with my mate. And then, wouldn't you know, just outside where the seats are, I was like, oh my God, there's Melissa. Melissa!
Nothing.
Starts looking, like not looking around her, but looking away.
Oh my God!
I was kind of like, right, she might be feeling awkward about this, so I'll text her.
What
and
happened was, I was with my friend, and we didn't actually want a Starbucks. We were going to go get a cocktail. Uh-huh. But we were looking for these cups that they do, and you can't get them in any Starbucks, but we were like, oh my gosh, we're walking past. Do you want to go check if they have any? But we didn't want to queue for half an hour, get at the top of the queue and be like, we don't want any, we just want to see if you've got these cups.
Yeah.
So I said to her, just go and peek your head in at the top of the line. Like, don't cut the line. If they have them, we'll join them and we'll join the queue and we'll buy them. Uh-huh. But just go peek. So she had just left me. So I was standing on my own, very, you know, nervously on my own. And I heard a wee boy call my name.
A wee boy?
I heard Melissa and I tensed up. I was like, no, please, no. Because I didn't know if it was a group of wee lads. I didn't know. Do you know?
Yeah.
I was standing on my own. So I didn't want to look round. And I thought, if they call me twice, I'll look round. And he called me again and I was Curtis. I couldn't believe it.
See, the alternative was, after I called you the first time, in my head I was like, I know, I'll text her and just say turn around, because she might be feeling weird about it. Nobody likes being called in the street. I get that. And then I thought, no, I'll text her. And then she never reads our messages, so I was like, she'll not hear me anyway. But the other thought was, if I don't say hello and then I tell her I saw her in Belfast, she'd be like, why didn't you say hello? Like,
what's rude.
So I called her again and she turned around, and
I was so shocked and relieved. You know, because
no, I don't think anybody's ever been relieved to see me before. Like,
well, I didn't want it to be like strangers, and then it makes it awkward. But I knew I couldn't ignore twice. So I turned.
So that was, I mean, this is a highlights of the week section. I don't know if that was a highlight or not, but it happened.
Did you know? I know you haven't had a great week with queues and stuff, Myth. But did you know that you can now jump to the head of the queue in Starbucks with like an app?
Yeah, you can order.
No.
You can order online.
Yeah, there's an app, so you can just go straight up.
I just said snow because I was going to say shut up, and then I said no.
Yeah, so basically you order on the app and then you just walk to the point where you collect your drink, and then they just call your name and whenever it's ready.
Oh my gosh, what's the app called?
Starbucks.
Oh.
There's one guy.
Sorry, I didn't mean for that to be rude or like sarcastic.
What? But why is it not called Starbucks? Can you skip or something?
I think it's just the Starbucks app.
There is one guy, I feel like, if he was ever to listen to this, we need to have a word with him, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he does listen to this. I've no idea who he is. He was just a stranger in the queue in front of me in Starbucks, right? It was the hottest day of the year.
It'd be so funny he did listen to this.
Well, I hope he does, because I want to ask him what the hell is going on. It was one of the hottest days of the year on Bank Holiday Monday. This guy's in front of me in the queue, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hot chocolate, extra hot with marshmallows and cream.
Why?
I was like, what?
Why?
What
See,
are you
the
doing?
The thing is, I love hot chocolate. Genuinely love it.
It's 20 degrees outside.
Try to keep it to winter, but like, sometimes there's not a hot drink that I want more than a hot chocolate. But I wouldn't have got one.
Summer?
I wouldn't have got 22 one.
22 degrees outside or something. He's like, yeah, extra hot chocolate. He asked for it extra hot.
What the heck? It's like, maybe it's because the milk cools it down so much. Not enough.
They heat the milk?
Yeah. Like, They foam the milk up, don't they?
It's the milk that's warm. It doesn't.
It does. Your hot chocolate's
never hot. Do you mean the cream?
Hot. Sorry, yes. The cream.
Yes. Oh, it's okay. Like, they literally heat up the milk. It doesn't cool it down.
The cream cools it down a lot. I don't get cream on mine, but yeah.
Anyway,
From past experience.
If that was you, mate, what?
What's going on?
I know. Get an iced hot chocolate. Ew. That's a milkshake.
An iced hot chocolate.
That's a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah. It wouldn't be hot if it was iced. It'd be an iced chocolate, not an iced hot chocolate.
Do you know what? Move on.
We'll just do the quiz.
Winner stays on.
I haven't had to do a quiz in 5 episodes, so I'm trying not to change that today. Connor, you're up.
I've had to do a quiz. So this week's quiz is celebrity ages higher or lower.
Okay. Did you come up with this in the shower?
No, in the gym this morning.
Okay.
So there's like loads of these. Because I've got 15 or 16? Okay. But I did loads because I thought like we'd be able to knock through them quite quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Shawn Mendes.
Curtis. 23.
I think he's 22.
He is. So from now on, I'm going to say a name of someone, and then are they younger or older? Okay.
Are you going to do the name and number?
Yeah. So I'll do Shawn Mendes, 22. Okay.
What if it's spot on?
No, it's we then say on. Higher or lower.
Higher or lower. So then I'm going to give you a name of someone else, and then you tell me if they are older or younger than Shawn Mendes.
Oh. Okay. Right.
So Shawn Mendes is the
benchmark.
Can
I get the point for getting Shawn Mendes' age correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So is every one of them Shawn
Mendes?
Just
like you to know that my...
No.
It's so, higher or lower than the previous one?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Two weeks ago, my mom thought I was robbed in the quiz, so I just thought I shouldn't really secure that point.
Okay. Well, then older than Melissa.
Do you know her mom genuinely thought she was robbed? Like she
really?
She texted me.
Yeah.
She was like,
I love that.
She was
robbed.
Furious.
She was like, Connor did not specify that you had to say what type of whale. You said whale. And you got that point. My mum's the most competitive woman you'll ever meet, so she was genuinely serious.
I love that. Okay. Shawn Mendes is 22. Billie Eilish.
Curtis. Lower.
It is lower.
It is, mate.
That's so annoying. So, I wasn't fast enough.
Billie Eilish is 19.
Yeah.
Bella Poarch.
Curtis. Lower.
So you're obviously going to go higher.
Yeah.
Bella Poarch is older than Billie Eilish.
Is she?
Bella Poarch is 24.
I thought she was going to be 21.
Okay.
Are you keeping count of the scores here? You might need to because I'm
2-1
lost already.
2-1 to Melissa.
Yeah. Okay.
Bella Poarch is 24.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner.
Melissa. Curtis.
Melissa.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Curtis.
Three. I think it's lower.
Curtis.
It is lower, yeah. 3-1 to Melissa. So Kylie Jenner's 23.
Yeah, I knew it was close.
Doja Cat.
Melissa.
Curtis.
Higher.
It is.
Yes.
Doja Cat's 25. 3-2 to Curtis.
They're all so
no,
close.
No, it's 3-2 to Melissa.
Oh, 3-2 to Melissa. Sorry, yeah. So Doja Cat's 25. Nal Horn.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Higher.
Yes. Nal Horn's 27.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know how I knew that because I always thought I could date him because we're the same age.
4-2 to Melissa.
I always loved him so much.
So Nal Horn's 27. Jesse Nelson.
Melissa.
Curtis.
Lower.
Higher.
Higher.
Is it higher?
Yeah.
A super Little Mix fan, of course I know their
5-2
ages.
5-2 to Melissa. Jesse Nelson is 29. Higher or lower? Ariana Grande.
Melissa.
Curtis.
Lower.
Yeah. Ariana Grande 27. 5-3 to Melissa. Dua Lipa.
Melissa.
Curtis.
Melissa.
Oh, lower. Higher, higher, higher. It's higher.
Lower.
It is.
Damn it.
What
age is Dua Lipa?
25.
She's so young.
Five,
so
four.
Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So 5-4? Yeah.
5-4.
Dua Lipa's 25. Justin Bieber.
Melissa.
I think Melissa got it.
Okay. She didn't like, but okay.
I definitely.
I hope your mom texts you and says that I was robbed, if you get this point, by the way.
Justin Bieber is, I think he's higher. I think he might be 26.
Justin Bieber's 27.
Oh, well, there
wow.
you go.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I got that right.
6-4, I think.
Yeah.
So Justin Bieber's 27. Selena
Curtis.
Gomez.
Melissa.
Curtis.
Lower.
Higher.
Higher.
Selena
higher?
Was always
yeah.
older than Justin.
Bieber was a toy boy.
She was 2 years older, wasn't she?
No, 1 year.
1 year.
28. Yeah. Selena Gomez is.
Do you know how I know that?
4.
Because I watch all of the TikToks begging Selena and Justin to get back together.
That's rude. He's literally married.
I know.
That's...
I know. How do you, but like on TikTok, right? All they do is show that he doesn't really treat Healy very well.
I've seen that, yeah. Like,
I don't know if that's just a narrative they're running with on TikTok because they all support like Justin and Selena.
Mm.
But he like, honest to goodness, if Scott treated me like that.
Doesn't hold the door open and
he,
stuff
He
for
lets
her.
The door slam in her face. If the paparazzi are running after him, he ran off and she fell. And he didn't even look back. He just got into his big car. Like, there's loads of that. It makes me sad. That's his wife.
Yeah. Mm. So, Selena Gomez, 28. I think the score's 7-4 to Melissa.
Yeah, I think I've lost here, haven't I, really?
No, you can still bring it back, man.
How many is there?
There's 5 more.
Okay, right, okay.
Selena Gomez is 28.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
It was me.
I think it was Melissa, man. I'm sorry.
I might get it wrong.
No,
I
think you're not getting it wrong.
I think she's older.
She is. Taylor Swift's 31.
Yeah. Because she had her 30th.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that video of her drunk at her 30th?
No.
It's class.
Surprising that I haven't seen it, to be fair.
She's like she's like happy drunk and she's like singing her own song and loving it.
So you can still bring it back to be a draw. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Okay.
So Taylor Swift is 31.
Yeah.
Jennifer
Melissa.
Lawrence. You're not even letting me say the name of the person.
Neither say.
That's true. She's just faster.
Yeah.
I think Jennifer Lawrence. Oh my gosh, this is so hard because I feel like she's a similar age.
Three.
I'm gonna go lower.
She is. Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence is 30.
Knew it was
so similar. Melissa's 1.
Yes.
Sorry, man. Well, do you want to keep going? There's 3 more.
No.
Stays on. My mom is going to be so proud of me.
That was just me being really, really salty there. Sorry about that.
It's
congratulations,
okay.
Melissa.
Thank you.
Well done, man.
Look, absolutely Curtis, you were actually
you,
on a really
yeah.
good
run. I was
like,
on a really good
run.
Wasn't I? Yeah, I'm buzzing for you, Swim. Yeah, good stuff. Great.
I needed to get my crown back.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
It's right. not my fault. I know everybody's ages.
It's not. No, it's not your fault that you can speak faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And
your name's shorter as well, so you had no excuse.
It's not even anything. It's like, who gets there first? It doesn't matter
Curtis,
how long the name
so
is.
It's so much easier to go, Melissa. Curtis.
Yeah, but it's who gets there first, you know? It's wait. Who hears Connor open his mouth first? You know what I mean?
Let's move on from this quickly because this is going to get quite competitive, I can imagine.
It is, yeah. Anyway, right, no, I am actually buzzing for you. Well done, Melissa.
Buzzing for me? Yeah, that's a bit intense.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar, coffee as it should be. So, right, this week we are talking about throwbacks because we've done the TV shows, we've done the old stuff that we used to do when we were kids and stuff like that, but we've not talked about the music, not talked about the songs that we used to love when we were younger, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So this is hopefully going to be a wee bit of a party here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some of the tunes on, I think.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's not going to stretch, is it?
No.
I don't think that's going to stretch the whole... So, okay, so, yeah, well, I've already ruined it. Right, so what will we do? Will we talk about, like, what was the first, like, CD that you remember owning?
First CD that I owned, and I would love to say it was, obviously...
Something cool.
Yeah, I would love to say it was, like, dance music related, because that's kind of, like, what I do.
It's what you do, yeah.
It wasn't. My first album that I bought was 50 Cent, Get Rich, Die Tryin'.
That's not a bad album, actually.
Great. I used to, I still do to this day, love hip hop and R&B, but I was like obsessed with like 50 Cent, Eminem, Kanye West and stuff years ago.
I love Eminem.
Yeah.
Eminem has one of those like iconic voices, doesn't he? Like, you just know Eminem.
I watched 8 Mile for the first time last weekend.
Really?
It's so good, isn't
it? So good.
Such a good movie. So what song do you remember off it the most? Like, what was the one you had on repeat?
21 Questions.
21 Questions, have we got it here?
It's not, because I've wanted to play it on Cool for ages and it's not in the system.
It's bound to be in there somewhere. Let's see.
What songs are on the album, actually? It's been so long since I've listened to it. I remember 50 Cent used to have
a game,
Get Rich, Die Tryin'.
Like a computer game?
Yeah, I used to love it. It was very good. In the Club was on it.
In the Club's good, yeah. Everybody knows In the Club.
Yeah. P.I.M.P.
That's a banger.
Tune.
That's a banger. I wasn't expecting like R&B and hip hop from you today, so I wasn't.
And yeah, like I was massively into it.
I was into
ago.
the Eminem album, Curtain Call.
Yeah,
was like one of my favorites. Loved it.
What was the other one? Wasn't Encore? That was Jay-Z, I think.
Oh yeah,
what was
Encore
Eminem's
was Jay-Z.
Album?
Oh no, he did have an album called Encore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
didn't
had that.
He?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Melissa, what was the first album or
Guess.
Single? Probably Little Mix, to be fair. Like,
no.
I'm
gonna
go. It was.
It's so obvious. No, the first album
Britney
I ever owned.
Britney Spears.
No.
Atomic Kitten.
That was the second album I ever
was
owned.
It really?
Spice Girls. My auntie Linda bought us the Spice Girls video of their concert tour, and it had a big poster inside it and their CD.
Were you big into Spice Girls?
I wouldn't say I was big into Spice Girls as much as other youngsters my age.
Yeah.
I was mad about Atomic Kitten at the time.
I was not expecting that either. Like I said, Atomic Kitten there as a joke.
No, genuinely. And my sister told me that she was Britney Spears fan, so that I wasn't allowed to be a fan of Britney Spears. She said I had to be... She said Britney Spears was hers, so I had to be a fan of Billy Piper. So I had Billy Piper's album. You're going to say who's Billy Piper?
No, I know who Billy Piper
Billy
is.
Billy Piper is,
she
yeah.
then became an actor in Doctor Who, one of the best Doctor Who assistants, I believe.
Yeah.
I thought she was amazing. I cried. If you haven't seen Doctor Who, I'll not finish that sentence. So I didn't even like Billy Piper, but my sister told me that that's who my favourite artist was. People asked me in school, who's your favourite pop star? I said Billy Piper, because my sister told me to, even though I liked Britney.
I can still hear the hurt in your voice that Sharon said you don't like Britney.
She's such a, like, Sharon's the nicest person you'll ever meet, and I'm going to say she's such a sweetheart, but she mass manipulated me.
Were you a Sugar Babes fan?
Like, yes.
Like Sugar Babes, Mystique.
No, not Mystique.
No?
I was big into Atomic Kitten, specifically The Tide Is
Tune.
High, but I'm holding on. And my sister and myself and my cousin Julie thought that we were going to be the next Atomic Kitten, right? So I still remember the lyrics to the song that we made up at my granny's house.
Yeah.
And we performed it for everybody in the school.
I need to see a video of this.
Well, back then you couldn't do videos. Like, there were camcorders and stuff, and I wasn't allowed to take that to school. But the song went...
Did you do it in school for, like, a talent show?
No, we just performed it in the playground.
She's like putting on wee concerts.
Yes, for everybody, because we wrote a song at the weekend with our cousin Julie. Now, our cousin Julie didn't go to our school, so it was just me and my sister solo. And it said, it went like, I don't want to sing because I can't sing. So
no, we want to hear it. Let's hear it.
It went, we're going on a holiday. We're going to fly away.
I'd sign that.
Would you?
That's
really?
What I thought. No. It was very like Atomic Kitten.
Yeah.
The tide is high. Do you get the vibe?
Yeah. So basically what you did was take the song and make your own words.
It wasn't the same.
Like, mate, that's that what everyone
not,
does
now. That was not the same tune, Curtis. It took us ages to develop the rhythm.
The rhythm for it. And wow.
Absolutely. Like, I'd say 4 hours work. We actually choreographed a dance as well.
Took them years to develop their sound.
Julie stood in the middle because she was the tallest, and my sister and I stood on the sides like this.
You were letting her take the limelight.
Yeah.
Was she the strong singer?
No, I don't think she was very good at all, actually. But
she was
the
Victoria
tallest.
Beckham.
So it looked best. It looked best with her in the middle. And, you know, Sharon and I were sisters, so we were either side of our cousin Julie, and it was just great.
Yeah, I'm just kind of keeping. Like, I was going to say, like, Liberty X and stuff like that.
I loved Hearsay.
Yeah.
Literally was devastated when
Steps.
They broke up. Never liked Liberty X because they didn't win. Wasn't mad about Steps, but they were. Okay, definitely would have danced to their song. Do you know who I absolutely adored? S Club Juniors. Not S Club 7.
Really?
S Club Juniors. Rochelle and Frankie from the Saturdays were in S Club Juniors, and I used to watch their show. And I loved it so, so, so much. Like, back in the day, legendary. But do you know who my number one icon was? And I've never thrown out her albums. I have every album she's ever owned and came out with. She's my, like, life icon. Hilary Duff.
Really?
Hilary Duff.
Yeah, we spoke about that last week on the podcast.
I love her so much.
What songs did Hilary Duff do?
What songs didn't she do? She had 2 or 3 albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Hilary Duff like Curtis's Taylor Swift to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hilary Duff is like just so cool. I guess she was only... Like, she was the only one of those teen stars who didn't, like, fly off the handle when she got older. She, you know, she always stayed sensible. She always stayed exactly who she was. She never, you know, ended up in rehab or anything like that. I just always loved her. I just always thought she was so herself. And I have every movie she ever was in as well.
I consider Hilary Duff a friend of mine. Because there is a like dog sanctuary in China that I donate some money to every year. And she does too. So...
I knew Hillary would do nice things like that.
Yeah, she does.
They're doing a reboot of the Lizzie McGuire show, aren't they? A movie, I think, maybe?
She confirmed that it wasn't going to go ahead, even
Really?
Though they tried.
Okay.
She confirmed that a while ago, actually. She said that they tried and they just couldn't seem to make it happen, which I don't understand. You know, if friends can make it happen, surely Lizzie McGuire can make it happen.
Do you think that's going to be the big thing now? Do you think, like, these TV show reunions that aren't like reunion episodes, but they're like sort of talk show kind of things. Do you think that's going to be the next big
thing? I think so.
Because after Friends, people who don't like Friends seem to really enjoy the show Seinfeld. It's like you're either one or the other, and now Seinfeld are talking about doing it. I never liked it, but
I've never even heard of that.
No, it's
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
He was a big talk show guy as well, wasn't he?
I don't know.
For a while.
As far as I'm aware, he was a bit of a a-hole, but...
Yeah,
I think that's going to be a big thing now. It's just like loads of TV shows, just like sitting down and chatting. And obviously Friends led the way. Because
Art Attack coming back. It's me.
I think I've got that right here, actually.
It's me.
The head.
Is that coming back? Because I love that
show. I
don't know. Well, no, Niamh Buchanan's too busy being Banksy.
Banksy, of course, yeah.
Doing graffiti that is worth millions and millions of pounds.
But they have like done a couple of reboots over the years with Art Attack, haven't they?
Don't know.
I honestly don't know.
I think they have.
There's not enough pipe cleaners in the world left to to reboot Art Attack.
I loved it. I loved it so much.
Here's what you're going to need: a million things that you don't have.
Yeah. I know. As if I used to say to my nanny, because she's my childminder, I was like, I don't understand. Like, so we lived in Northern Ireland. They didn't even supply pipe cleaners to Northern Ireland in those days. Honest to goodness, you went into a craft store, they didn't have any of it. I just thought, what are the craft stores like over in England? Because they must be so much better than here.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like working in a craft store and then all of a sudden one day everybody just comes in and clears like all the pipe cleaners out and they're like, Art Attack's been on.
Now, like if Art Attack was on, I would spend all my days in the range. The range has everything. Yeah. Every time I go in, I go, oh my gosh, I would have had a field day in here back when I was a kid, because there's just everything and it's not so expensive. Back in the day, it was also like $5.99 if you could find a pipe cleaner. Yeah. And that was for one, you know?
Just before lockdown, like just before lockdown number one, me and Ashley went into the range because she wanted to get paint and stuff because we knew we were getting into lockdown and she wanted to paint at Bob Ross. And we went, it's so amazing for like,
so much
everything.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's class.
Would have been so good for my GCSE and A-level art days, you know?
It's such an amazing shop and they're everywhere now too. One of my friends lives up in Coleraine and I think they've opened a range up there, or they're opening one anyway, and he came to the one in Belfast and he was just like, that's the most mind-blowing place I've ever been.
There's a massive one now at a Boucher.
Is there?
Yeah, which used AVI used to hold the festivals, and I forget the
Where the B&Q was.
Yeah.
So I love the idea of places until somebody tells me they're at Boucher. And then I'm immediately put off the idea.
It takes so long to get round there. It's That's where not, I go to do my Marks and Spencer shop.
It's not easy
get home
to get
about 8 o'clock.
There's no easy way to get. There is very easy ways to get the Boucher, but all of
always,
them involve traffic.
Always traffic.
Always.
Why do you go to Boucher to go to M&S? Why not go to Forside?
I've never driven out to Forside in my life.
Forside's like up the carriageway from where you would be at.
I would know how to get there.
Oh, really?
I go to Boucher because then I can go to the range. I can go to Home Bargains. I can go for a wee Costa coffee if I want. I can go for a Starbucks if I want. I can go to B&M Bargains. I can go to TK Maxx. I can go to Boots. I can go to Superdrug. Boucher's great. Like, it's got it all. It's just annoying to get to. Yeah. I agree.
And it's so big as well. Like, the stuff's also spaced out. So it's not like you can just park in one place and then walk all around. Yeah. Mm. Like, you've got to get into the car and then go to another one and then get back into the car. And
so there's a Madeline out there as well. And if you've never been into Madeline, you need to go, because Madeline Home is exquisite.
It's good. There's a Madeline around the corner for me and I never really go to
it. The home section's so good. So nice.
Might go to Madeline.
We've gotten a little bit off topic. What was the first single album that you bought?
I don't know about album. I can't remember about album, but I do know the very first single I ever bought, because I bought it in London and it was a Virgin Megastore. Would you like to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
You bought your...
Shane!
Yo, listen up. Here's the story.
About a little...
I don't know what year that came out.
Yeah.
Do you know? You should know that, shouldn't you? Because you being an old school DJ.
I'm not an old school DJ. Don't you dare. I'm going to go 97.
Probably Eiffel 65, isn't it? Blue.
So I used to listen to all this music because my nanny's son used to listen to all this music. He had a stereo player in the corner.
Oh, 98. You were close. Oh, yeah. 90, close.
I'm blue da ba dee.
I'm blue da ba dee da ba da.
So I remember whenever I was a kid, obviously 1998, what age would I have been then? I would have been 7 or 8, and we were in London, and I just being a kid, it's kind of like the business, that sort of thing. I loved that song and I couldn't stop singing it, and then I remember saying to my dad, I was like, I want that song.
Yeah.
So he brought me in the Virgin Megastore, and he was like, what's this? The guy at the till was like, what's the song called? And I was like, I don't know. It sings about being blue. And my dad was like, sing it to the guy.
Oh my gosh.
And I was kind of like so embarrassed, and I was like, no, I don't know the words. And he's like, you do, there's no words to it, it's literally just like about being blue and then a load of like sounds. So I stand in the shop in London going, I'm blue da ba dee da, to this guy at the till, and I was just like, oh, it was the most embarrassing thing.
Did he get it for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
sweet.
But he made me sing for it, like, because even
the dance monkey dance,
even the guy at the till wasn't like, no, you're right, I know the one you're talking about. He was like, no, go sing.
Remember going into like Virgin Megastore and HMV and used to have the
unreal
headphones, and you could put the headphones on to listen to the music before you bought it.
That's right.
I used to buy all the Rihanna albums. I still do buy all the Rihanna albums, like a hard copy, because I'm a big Rihanna fan. She hasn't released an album in about 5 years.
Here's a single I remember having from a kid, and I think my dad bought me this. I don't know if you'll have ever heard this song before. Oh, that's still going. Okay. Would you like to hear the very first... No, this isn't the first CD I bought. It's the first CD I remember having in the house, though.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to hear it?
Go.
Go on.
Do you know what it is yet?
No.
Is that Star Wars?
It's not Star Wars.
Dun, dun. No.
You ready for it? You ready for it?
Mr. Blobby,
Mr. Blobby, yeah.
Don't let my brother hear this.
This went to number one on the charts, I think.
If my brother hears this, all his feelings about wanting to call my baby brother Mr. Blobby will come back. That brings back all kinds of feelings in my household.
Oh my god, I forgot all about that.
Mr. Blobby was like Saturday night, everything to us. He was so weird. Like, I'm never going to understand what Mr. Blobby actually was.
That thing was, like, as a kid, he should have been terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, terrifying.
He just squealed like a pig.
That is the first CD I remember having in our house.
It's always the question you get asked.
What's your favourite song of all time?
Well, what is your favourite song of all time?
Do you have one?
I don't know. I've been asked this before, and I kind of go through music as it happens, so I'll have a favourite song of the time, but yeah. I don't know if I've got a favourite song of all time.
I've got so many, but
one of my favourite songs of all time, like, it just doesn't make sense to be my favourite song of all time, but I've just always loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's The Kooks' Naive.
That's a banger,
it is such an unreal song.
Yeah.
And, like, when I hear it, I'm just, I just love it. Brilliant song.
I've got loads, but my kind of go-to one would be Stardust, Music Sounds Better With You.
Really?
Yeah, I love that song.
It's good, but
it wouldn't be an all-time fave.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
I honestly don't know. I've got no idea.
Like, there's so many.
It's something you need to sit down and think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about?
I really, really, really have always rated and always will rate Rihanna and Eminem, Love the Way You Lie.
True.
That is a very good song. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Is that your favourite Rihanna song?
Probably.
I think mine would be
the music video and everything. Like, it all kind of came part and parcel.
Yeah. My favourite Rihanna song would be either Take a Boy or Only Girl's a Banger.
That's good. I like What's My Name. That's a good one. Especially the one with Drake on it. Like, there's one with Drake and one without, but it's the one with Drake on it. Is a banger. What about then concerts? Like, what was the first concert you ever went to?
First concert I ever went to, I fainted and got taken out to an ambulance.
Of course you did.
What happened?
Is that not the most Melissa thing you've ever heard? Like,
excuse me, I wasn't being dramatic. So it was Chris Brown. And, like, my friends wanted to get to the front.
Did you faint at the sight of Chris Brown? Like, so, teenage girls did back in the day. It's like, oh my god, like, it's Chris Brown!
So if, when you were standing and you got to the front, you got crushed. Like, you got absolutely crushed. Like, I remember being up against the barriers and just being so warm.
Yeah.
And next thing, being in an ambulance. Like, the security man lifted me over the barrier and carried me out to the ambulance. I was only 16, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened. I never went to the very front again. Like, I think it was so warm, and I probably just nearly died.
Yeah. What was your first? Mine was
the first concert I went to, like, music concert, was to see Bryan Adams with my mum.
Really?
It was class.
Yeah.
Like, it was so, so good. I was kind of like, it was more that my mum wanted to go and nobody would go with her, so I was like, oh, I'll go. Yeah. Bryan Adams. All right. It was a really good night. But the first, like, concert I went to with my mates was probably Coldplay in the Odyssey. 2005, they did the X and Y tour, so it was like Fix You and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can't be sure, but I'm 99% sure Chris Martin sang to me. He did. No, he, like, looked up in my direction in the crowd and sang the words to Fix You, like, directly at me. And 100 other people around me.
Yeah, I think
that would, do you know what? That would probably be up there as one of my favourite songs of all time.
Fix You.
To be fair, Fix You.
Yeah,
it's such a
good
song.
Very good. I still play that on Cool Goes Quiet.
That whole album, the X and Y album from Coldplay, like, if you were to ask me if I could only listen to one album for the rest of my life, it would probably be that.
Viva La Vida?
I was never into it.
Really?
No, they kind of went a bit more experimental, that, and I was never really into it.
I love Viva La Vida. My first concert, again, I'd love to say it was something...
Something cool.
Yeah, it certainly is not. My first concert, I think, was Ultra Beat in the Ice Bowl.
What?
Please play Pretty Green Eyes. I don't care what anyone says. It's a banger.
That's 100% what I'm doing.
Full of darkness and disguise.
To be fair, Ultra Beat have bangers.
Yeah.
Ultra Beat have bangers. So,
I always thought that song was about me because I have green eyes. When you would ice skate around the ice bowl, they always played that.
Yeah.
That's right. That was for the speed skaters, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then they were like, it was like this, and it was like,
start, change direction.
Yes!
Do you remember the ice bowl people would be like breakdancing in the middle and all?
I've never been more jealous in my life. Like, I wanted to be able to do that so bad.
Mira, I can't even stand on my feet in the ice and you're breakdancing.
I was like, one of those people.
You were breakdancing?
Yeah. Well, not breakdancing, no, like, because I used to play ice hockey when I was younger.
So did Scott.
Yeah,
I used to play. I've never been ice skating with him. Apparently he's so
really?
Good. Yeah.
I used to have like the ice boots with like the circles and all in them. Yeah. I used to think I was so cool. But yeah, I was one of those people that like did tricks and stuff in the middle of the, like a.
I need us all to go ice skating together.
We did it before, didn't we? With like a couple of the ones from Kill FM.
And do you know what? Like, you know, Scott and I have been together over 2 years, but for a year and a half of it, everything's been closed.
Yeah.
So I've never been ice skating with him, and I always mean to because he's meant to be really good. Mm. You know, he used to play ice hockey like you did.
I can skate fast, but stopping's my problem. So the way I stop was, you know, the way you just go straight into the
you
barrier,
just run to the
just
thing,
like, bang into the barrier. Like that's.
I have a really embarrassing story. So, there's no like book or anything involved in it.
Makes
so,
a change, doesn't it?
No tackling a mum.
So, remember, like, you've all been to the ice bowl, haven't you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, remember,
it's
like.
It's still open.
Yeah. I think it's getting like a massive refurb.
It is, it's getting a big refurb.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
We have to go when it reopens.
So, remember before the session started, they used to be like, I forget the name of it, but there was the machine that went and like smoothed the ice.
Oh, it's a Zamboni.
Yes. So it had finished and like the session had started and same kind of problem as what you have stopping. I couldn't stop at this point. So I was skating really fast from like got onto the ice, went from one end and the end where the Zamboni kind of parks and like goes into the entry point. I skated and couldn't stop and like just slid on my belly and got soaked because the ice was like only
just
newly
fresh. Yeah,
I was like drenched.
I thought you were going to go into the Zamboni. So
no.
Honestly,
that's how they relay the ice, isn't it? So I think they squirt water over it and it freezes.
Yeah.
So it is just water.
Kind of just melts
class.
It.
I'd love to play ice hockey. It's something I'd love to have a go at.
It like I had to stop because I've got asthma, but like I played ice hockey up until I was like 14 or 15.
Wow.
But had to stop because by the time I put all the gear on, I was knackered, like punctured.
Yeah, no. Did you ever watch that movie, The Something Ducks?
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, Mighty Ducks is so good.
Yeah.
I think that is going to have to do this for this week's episode because Melissa needs to get out of here and get her vaccine.
Vaccination.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Let us know what your favourite songs are from back in the day. Let us know what your first concert was. You can do that over on Instagram at What's Happening Podcast. While you're there, you can be Listener of the Week. Melissa, how can somebody be Listener of the Week?
By literally sending us a message on Instagram at What's Happening Podcast, like Curtis just said. Or if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast, we would really appreciate it if you left us a 5-star review. Don't forget to leave your name, that's important.
Yep, we would love that. So that is it for this week's episode.
Thanks for listening to the What's Happening Podcast with Barista Bar, coffee as it should be.
Available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra stores across Northern Ireland.
Thank you for listening and we will see you next week.
Thank you guys.
Bye.